From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A pair of Miami architects who angered neighbors and drew the scrutiny of Miami-Dade County environmental regulators after chopping down mangroves have sold the property. The price might surprise you. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich has this report.
In the wake of Hurricane Irma nearly 2 years ago, Miami-Dade County was littered with downed trees. But not all those trees were knocked over by wind and storm surge. In one Tony neighborhood in Coconut Grove, the owners of a nearly 2-acre bayfront lot hired workers to cut down protected mangroves with chainsaws and bobcats. Angry neighbors videotaped the work, called police, and in one heated exchange demanded workers stop cutting trees.
Are you filming me, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Do we know each other or what?
Yes, I am. And I'm also filming the mangroves that have been cut down.
That's architect Bernardo Fort Brescia, who owned the land, and his neighbor, Dr. Nancy Ryerson. She lives across the street.
Tell me when it became legal
to
cut down.
We have a full report.
It is not legal to cut mangroves, Bernardo.
Fort Brescia says the storm demolished a dock and blew a sailboat ashore that damaged the mangroves. His attorney, Howard Nelson, says Fort Brescia was clearing the trees to make it safe for workers. But Miami-Dade County environmental regulators disagreed. They cited Fort Brescia and his wife, Lorinda Spear. They're prominent architects who founded the Arquitectonica architecture firm. The couple paid an $18,500 fine and agreed to replace the trees. This month, they sold the property for $10.2 million. That's more than twice what they paid in 2005. No trees were ever replanted, and it's not clear if the new view boosted the property's value. Lisa Spadafino is chief of the county's Natural Resources Division. She says mangroves provide an important barrier against storms like Irma.
Imagine if we didn't have those mangroves as the buffer between, you know, basically the land and the sea. We might have incurred a lot more damage to actual structures, people's property, their houses.
Spadafina says the new property owners will now be responsible for replanting the trees. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
It's been a rough year so far for dolphins. Scientists for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, say that 261 dolphins have stranded themselves since February 1st. NOAA is declaring an unusual mortality event for bottlenose dolphins in the northern Gulf of Mexico. NOAA official Dr. Erin Fougere says the agency does not yet have a cause for all this, but suspects an increase in fresh water may be a contributing factor.
So there is just a lot of fresh water and low salinity in the area right now. So we are seeing some animals with freshwater skin lesions, and that is one potential contributing factor that we're looking into right now.
The majority of the dolphins were found in Mississippi and Louisiana. 37 dolphins were found in the Florida Panhandle. South Florida emergency officials are considering how to help people with evacuations before a hurricane makes landfall. Frank Rollison is Miami-Dade County's emergency management director. He says he wants an easier way for people to look up their evacuation zone.
Try to have people know your zone. We say know your zone, where you live and all that. And one of the ideas I'm pursuing at the state level is whether or not we can put the zone on your driver's license.
The state designates evacuation zones for most counties on the coast. They're the ones that could be most impacted by storm surge from hurricanes. You can find a list of resources for hurricane season at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.